Okay. Lawrence, you're next.
Ralph for the second.
Thank you. So let me just be clear, and I really appreciate Mr. Pinchback putting on notice our network and our listeners that this is not a vote to support the sneaky actions from Mr. Crozier, Mr. Goldmacher, and Mr. Sabat that snuck into court without even advising us that they were going to do what they did and file this petition. That's like a lawsuit. And I believe we need to hold them accountable one day, and we will hold them accountable one day. So the other thing is that this is a Jim Crow measure because it disenfranchises not only staff, volunteers, but also people who, like me and others, don't have the money to put a slate together. And we run on the grassroots platform without being able to have the ability or the finances to pay for a mailer like the one that was paid for in support of Goldmacher, Crozier, and Sabat. So the whole idea that Mr. Goldmacher now feels a poor that the listeners are intelligent enough to be disenfranchised, and that's this usurping, this attempt at usurping the structure and usurping the listeners, all of a sudden, you know, he cares about that. But I don't see anything in these bylaw changes or the restated or revision or the complete disenfranchising and the complete change in the government structure. I don't see anything where they talk about election reform and taking the money out of elections. I don't see none of that. So please, Mr. Goldmacher, stop being a hypocrite. I'm going to speak strongly. Stop being a hypocrite in terms of saying that people from California and Texas and all of that. Yeah, those people got money. And yeah, those people pay for national slate that KPFA was also part of. So don't give me this stuff that you all of a sudden care about the elections and money when you completely have benefited from such behavior.
You're here.
Point of personal privilege?
Yes, what is your point of personal privilege?
Well, since I'm being attacked in a rather personal way as to...
Well, you're being called out, Mr. Goldmacher.
Yeah,
you're
being called out. You're out of order, sir.
You're being called out.
You're out of order.
Lawrence, you're out of order. Please, let Mr. Goldmacher make his statement.
He's right, Joe.
Ralph for the stack, please.
Hold on. Mr. Goldmacher, did you finish making your statement?
I would like to do so if you can chair the meeting so I don't get interrupted again. First of all, there were a couple of misstatements made there with regard to my position here and to who's paying for whom to get elected to these LSDs. So it seems to me that Lawrence knows very well that people are funding slates, not even in their own local stations, but that money is being moved across the country so that certain members can be elected. That's what he was attacking me on, and that's what I'm responding to.
You can respond to his personal attack on you. You cannot.
That's what I'm doing.
To an attack on him. No, you're not.
So now the chair is going to determine who's slandering whom, huh?
You're out of order.
I see. Okay, but you are in order, and so is Lawrence. Thank you. This is why the members have a right to vote on this directly.
You are a cabal.
You are a cabal that's being funded by a small group of people across the country.
And what did you do?
Thank you.
Go back and cry.
Order. I have a point of personal privilege. Mr. Goldmacher, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but the term cabal is a term used by anti-Semites for decades. So I would please, if you need an insult, please find another insult. Thank you.
He knows no better.
I think he's a Jew, too.
Hey, who was that?
Or give an excuse?
A Jew?
That show's ignorant.
Oh, come on. Let's not bring stuff up like that. That's inappropriate.
Ralph said who said that. Could you identify the member who said that?
Parliamentarian would like to speak.
Mr. Tatum, you have the floor.
Mr. Chair, for recognizing me. I just wanted you to remind the members that citing names at a meeting, which can result in personal attacks, is out of order. So if you would refrain from the names, because once you mention a name, that is a personal attack. And personal attacks are out of order. Naming names is out of order in a derogatory way. So if the members, if Mr. Chair, if you can remind the members of that, then we won't hear names and personal attacks. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. I think Ralph was next. Go ahead, Ralph.
Please. Thank you so much. And because so many words have been said, I'm going to be as brief as possible, and this is my statement. I will vote yes if we add to the statement that in these Orwellian times, yes means no, and no means yes to the change in bylaws. Therefore, I vote yes. Thank you.
Okay. How are we at time on this?
We're just about out of time.
Okay, then.
Chair Mentor would like to be recognized, if it's possible.
It is not possible. We're finished. I'm going to make a final statement. How much time
sure,
do we have?
This has to do with the terminology that was used. The terminology was used.
Are you calling a point of order?
No, it's a terminology that was used derogatory,
okay.
And I wish the member to express a regret for using that term.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I'd like to give you an update on this. We started this agenda item at 10:13 p.m. It is now 11 p.m. So we've been on this almost more than 40 minutes. It's a 40-minute agenda item. We've gone over 5 or 8 minutes.
I would like to ask for a 3-minute extension so that I, as the chair, can make a statement, and then we'll move to a vote.
I move that the chair be allowed to make a statement. Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Chair,
yes.
Mansoor still would like
Wayne
Mansoor's
Lawrence
not
be
finished.
Please.
You're finished, Mansoor.
No, I
wasn't. We heard your statement, Mansoor.
I didn't make a statement. All I said,
a derogatory term
was used, and the member needs to apologize for that. That's all I said.
Okay.
And if you don't want to recognize that, that's
fine. Let's move on, Mr.
Chair. We heard your statement. I have no ability to force anyone to apologize. Gawain, did you have something to say?
Mr. Chair, I move that the chair be allowed to make his statement as many minutes as he deemed necessary, and at that point, we will move forward. You heard many of us, and you have a right to make your statement.
I only need 3 minutes, so I'm just asking for a 3-minute extension.
So moved, James.
Are there any objections?
Nancy, I would like to extend for 10 minutes because I would like to, after we vote, I would like to move that we vote on putting a statement on the website about the vote of the PNB on this, explaining why we voted this way.
I don't think.
I second. This is Lawrence.
Okay. So we have. Okay, so we have a motion. We have an amendment to the motion to extend the 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Seconding my amendment.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending for 10 minutes? Okay. Seeing no objections, we're extended for 10 minutes. Dwayne, I'd like you to chair the remainder of this part of the meeting so that I can participate in the debate. Is that all right?
Well, Mr. Chair, I personally don't believe it's necessary. You have every right to make your statement and continue with the meeting.
Okay. Mr. Tatum, yes, what is your opinion?
I was going to agree with that. The chair of a board, of an executive board, does not have to step out of the chair in order to debate. That is correct.
Okay. So I have a prepared statement on this that I will read. The proposed bylaws amendments are, in my opinion, the most destructive motion that has ever come before the Pacifica National Board in its 16 years of existence. It is a slap in the face at all those activists who have struggled for years to bring into being a democratic governance structure to Pacifica. It will do away with our local station boards and replace them with the kind of advisory boards that now dominate NPR stations and which are little more than rubber stamps for management. Representation on the Pacifica National Board will be reduced to one director per station, which eliminates our proportional representation system of governance where minority voices get a hearing, in favor of the undemocratic winner-take-all model that characterizes American electoral politics. In addition, three at-large directors will be appointed by the station directors, thus ensuring that a small majority of station directors can make themselves a bigger majority. Additionally, the affiliates with about 220 stations would lose even the two seats they currently hold on the PNB. Furthermore, the bylaws rewrite would appoint six directors already selected and named by the bylaws amendment proponents as a, quote, transitional board until a new election of a single director from each station is held approximately 6 months later. All those directors recently elected by their LSBs and about to be seated on the PNB would be removed, and these six individuals would effectively rule Pacifica with no participation from anyone else. Finally, there is the provision in the new bylaws that a quorum of the membership can be achieved with only 5% of the membership instead of the current 10%. This will make it much easier for a small but well-organized minority to sell a signal and dismember the Pacifica Foundation. This is not to say that our bylaws could not use some well-thought-out amendments, but the current omnibus version is not it. It is not even an amendment at all, but a complete rewrite of our bylaws. Finally, the vote on these amendments was shoved down our throats by a lawsuit secretly filed by Directors Crozier, Goldmacher, Sabag, and six other members of Pacifica without even informing the respondents, that is, the rest of the PNB. The court order states that if the PNB votes down the bylaws amendments, the matter goes directly to a vote by the membership and bypasses the local station boards. This utterly disenfranchises the LSB delegates from voting on these amendments while violating our existing bylaws. However, the court order also mandates the LSBs to weigh in on these amendments if the PNB votes yes. Therefore, I am urging a yes vote on these amendments from the PNB, not because I support them, but in order to allow our LSBs to take part in examining this proposal that would essentially strip them of most of their participation in what would be a fundamental restructuring of Pacifica. Therefore, to help defeat these anti-democratic bylaws amendments, I urge a yes vote from the PNB and a no vote from the LSBs. Thank you. That's my statement.
That's an amendment and a statement. We're out there.
I'm sorry. We're going to a vote. There's no
amendment
to my statement. That's simply my statement. This is not a motion. I'm simply arguing for a vote here. Madam Secretary, can we take the roll?
Sure. We're going to vote on these bylaws amendments. Grace Aaron votes yes. Gary Bost, Robin Collier, Chris Corey.
No.
Okay. Bill Crozier.
Lose it.
Pardon me, Bill Crozier? We're voting on the bylaws amendments. Okay, I'll get back to you. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
Oh, hold on. I abstain.
Okay, abstain. All right, Jan Goodman? Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
The pass.
Okay. Wally James.
Abstain.
Right. Wayne Lark.
Pass.
Okay. Martha Peterson.
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Right. Ralph Pointer.
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Pass.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen.
Yes.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah.
Pass.
Okay. James Sagerton.
Yes.
All right. Nancy Sorden. Nancy Sorden. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Right. Bill Crozier, I didn't hear your vote.
Abstain.
Okay. Nancy Sorden, are you there? I'll get back to Nancy. Sabrina Jacobs, you passed.
Yes, so it'll go to the LSDs, yes.
Dwayne Lark, you passed. Get back to Dwayne. Lawrence Reyes, you passed.
Yes, I did. I'm holding my nose. I vote yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark, you passed.
I reluctantly vote yes.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah, how do you vote?
Abstain. Abstain.
Nancy Sorden?
I vote yes, so that when it gets to the LSBs, I can vote no.
Okay. So let me count this up. Let's see if there's anyone missing. No. All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yes votes. We have one no vote. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Okay, 12 yes, one
five,
no,
five,
four abstentions.
Five abstentions. Five.
Maybe I missed
five.
One, two, three, four.
One.
It's Bill Goldmacher, Jan Wadi Mansour.
Oh, yes, I see. It looked like it was crossed out. You're right. I corrected. Okay. 12 yes, 1 no, 5 abstentions. Where do you wish to vote?
I will vote yes, as I explained in my statement.
All right. These bylaws, this motion passes. 13 yes, 1 no, 5 abstentions.
Okay. So there's the motion we passed previously asked for an extension of time in order to decide on wording that we will put up on the website. This is, so it's kind of a report out that we're discussing right now. Somebody want to contribute to this?
Jan Goodman, Nancy. Can I be on the stack, please?
Nancy, go ahead.
I'm going to forward it. So my motion is that I move to have the Chair Pro Tem's statement on the yes, on his yes vote, be on the member's petition to amend the bylaws, be posted on the Pacifica website to explain the yes vote of the PND members voting yes. Kind of redundant if anybody wants to help rewrite that, but I'll just forward this to the board right now.
I'd like to make an amendment to it, Chair.
We need a second first.
Oh, I'm second.
Have a second.
Nice second.
Right after the stack.
Amend the motion, Chair.
Chair, may I be on the stack? I asked earlier. Hello?
Alex, are you there? Alex?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. Okay, I heard Jan, then Lawrence, then Ralph. So, Jan, your turn.
Okay, I was going to make the same motion as Nancy, except I think that it should say that something to the effect that this was the chair's position and many people on the PNB made similar statements, because unless there's a motion that everybody votes on, which I would be happy to vote for that statement, and maybe we should have a vote of that, but if there were people who voted yes and didn't feel that way, you know, that would be
so moved. Story. Dwayne Lark, so moved, Mr. Chair.
At the table, Mr. Chair, Lawrence.
Oh, hold on. I'm a little confused. Are you making an amendment to Nancy's motion? I'm not quite sure what's going on here.
I'm amending Jan's motion that she.
Hold on. Jan has the floor. Jan, are you amending Nancy's motion?
I guess so. I'm voicing. I don't know what the answer is. I'm just voicing my concern that if there was anybody who voted yes, I guess for some other reason, and say that everybody felt that way, but you could say that majority of the people did, or you could say chair and majority or something like that. I'm just worrying about the technical aspects, and maybe the parliamentarians could address this, but I thought that you made a very good statement, and I support it.
All right. Let me ask the parliamentarian. Mr. Tatum, do you think that my closing statement would be in order as it was read to be posted on the Pacifica website?
Without objection, your statement could be posted on the website, but I would not associate other yes votes along with it, because the public and the record will show how each person voted, but without why they voted that way. And your statement, could be posted alone. You could vote to have that posted. The board can vote to have your statement.
It could be but simply.
I wouldn't assign it to the other people who said yes.
I agree. It should simply be, if it's posted on the website, it should simply say, this was my closing statement in the debate, and it's not necessarily attribute any of those opinions to anybody else who participated in the debate.
Exactly the same thing I'm saying. And so let that be voted on so that it can be posted.
Could we,
and I have the floor, Chair, that's on the stack.
Hold on, I'm trying to work this out. We have the motion from Nancy. Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you. So I have a parliamentary inquiry before I go to my amendment. Mr. Tatum, you said that you would not, I mean, that it'll be okay with unanimous consent, but I believe I also heard you say that you would not associate names or how people voted. Is that a rule, or is that just an opinion in regards to a position that you've taken? I'm sure it's probably, if you made that comment, I'm sure it's probably Robert Zusa voter, right?
No, this is just board business. What I'm saying is that the chair of the board has a statement that he or others may want posted on the website. Therefore, it would have to be voted on by the board to put that statement on the website. Now, as far as the other yes votes, they stand alone. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that our listeners and our LSPs are tired of directors hiding from their votes. So I think for the sake of transparency, I believe that if you don't want to put the names down, then I would hope that you would put the countdown of the vote in that statement, which I think is an excellent statement. And I think you should consider, I mean, that's the amendment that I'm making. And it could be voted up or down. But I believe, you know, directors have been, you know, hiding behind their votes and all of that. And the foundation
for
transparency. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Let me rephrase your question for the parliamentarian. I believe Lawrence is asking if we can post the votes, who voted how, because we did not actually call for a roll call vote on this vote. So is it proper to... Nevertheless, the vote was an open session, so it's hardly a secret who voted how. So
right, exactly. What I think I understand his question, but just let me say this. This may clear something up. The vote for the bylaw revision was clearly recorded. Is that correct?
Yes.
So the public knows that. Now, let me go to the second level. The second level
those who are listening, Mr. Parliamentarian, know that.
Right.
Okay. Going to be there off the website.
Okay. All right. So now there is another vote that has to take place. And so all of those, and I suggest that you not do it by unanimous consent. I suggest that the statement that the chair would like to be posted, that you do a roll call so that all those people who say yes to have the chair's statement posted are subscribing to his statement. And that would be on the record by a vote. And I agree that it should not be a unanimous vote. It should be a roll call vote. So everyone, I mean, not everyone, but the people who are listening will know that these people who said yes to have the chair's statement posted agree with the chair's statement.
Very good.
That sounds like a good solution. Can we agree on that? Can we just go to a vote on that then?
Excuse me.
I agree on that. It made the situation clear for me. Sounds like a good idea.
I would like to comment, please.
Ms. Goodman, what is your question?
Well, I would like to comment. I would like it to be such that the following people agree with the chair, because I abstained, but I agree with the chair. I would like to phrase, I would like
to change your vote on the roll call, Dan.
Say that the following people agree with the chair's analysis and then post those. And then we can vote, you know, yes, you want it, you want your name on that list or no?
Okay.
Yeah,
if there's no objections, let's go to a vote on that. Those who agree.
Roll call vote.
What
right?
is your question? A roll call vote, yes. Do you have a question relating to what we're about to do?
Yes. So we're voting on the motion, and so the people who agree with posting your statement will also be will be posted that they agree with posting your statement. Is that what we're doing? That was
we're voting.
Subscribe to his statement.
Yes.
Yeah. We're voting for whether you agree with my statement or not, basically. And if you do agree, your name will be posted on the website as one of the directors who agrees with my statement.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I wrote this down. Can I read it? And then we can just decide.
Okay.
That there be a vote to post the chair's statement on the bylaws amendment on Pacifica.org, and that a yes vote indicates that that director subscribes to the chair's statement.
Okay. That sounds reasonable.
But some people abstain and still subscribe to the chair's statement.
It's independent of how they voted on the amendment itself.
Oh, the people who vote yes on this. Okay. That's what you're referring to.
Okay.
Okay, so this should be motion. This is I'm making basically a substitute motion. It needs to be seconded and approved before we move on.
Do we have a second?
Could
to
you read it
substitute?
Again, please?
A second, Lawrence.
That there be a vote to post the chair's statement on the bylaws amendments on Pacifica.org, and that a yes vote indicates that that director subscribes to the chair's statement.
Okay.
And that's, okay. Do we have
and
a
their
second?
Names will be posted.
I don't.
As well.
Okay. You want me to add that? You want me to
yes.
add?
Yes. Yes. Make it absolutely
and
clear.
Their names will be appended to the chair's statement.
Okay.
Great.
Do we have a second?
I second it.
Okay. We're kind of out of time, so let's just go to a vote. Are there any objections to this substitute motion?
Making a roll call. That's the requirement.
It has to be a roll call. You're correct. Madam Chair, could you take a roll call vote on this?
There were no objections to this substitute motion?
Let's do a roll call vote.
No. This is just a motion to take the vote. It's just a procedural vote, and then we vote on the on this.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you're correct. You are right. Okay. Are there any objections to the substitute motion? Okay. Seeing no objections, substitute motion now replaces the main motion, and now we vote on. Now we have a roll call vote on this as a main motion.
Okay. So we're voting whether a yes vote means that you agree that the chair's statement should be posted on Pacifica.org and you agree to subscribe to the statement and will allow your name to be appended to the statement on the website. Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Gary Bost? Robin Collier, Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Okay, Bill Crozier.
No.
Okay, Donald Goldmacher. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
All right. Wally James?
Abstain.
All right. Duane Lark?
Absolutely, yes.
Good. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
All right. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No brainer, yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
All right. Eileen Rosden?
Yes.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah? Mansoor Sabah? It will come back to Mansoor. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Now we'll go back to Donald Goldmacher.
Yes.
Donald, are you there? I don't hear Donald.
I don't think he's on the call anymore.
Oh,
I can
okay.
see the screen now.
Oh, okay. Mansoor Sabah?
He is no longer on the call.
Okay. All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yes votes. And we have 1 no vote. We have 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I guess I'm voting yes. It's my statement.
Hope so. Okay. This motion passes. 13 yes, 1 no, 3 abstentions, and 2 members left the call.
Okay. I think we are out of time, and we also have completed the agenda. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Any objections? Okay. Meeting adjourned. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you, members.
Good night,
everybody.
Thank you all. Thank you all very much.
There it all. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays.